This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The long sought after pieces exposing the true players behind the funding of the attack on the United States on September 11, 2001 are finally, albeit slowly, being revealed. The Bush family caught in the crosshairs of public outcry, and now the evidence is stacking up. Paul Joseph Watson writes, Bush operative Ron Kaufman was seen pulling committee members from the meeting and begging members not to embarrass the president. The 28 pages were originally classified by the Bush administration in 2002 on national security grounds, but pressure had been building for the release ever since. And now the heavily redacted version of the 28 pages have been released. Adan Salazar writes, while in the United States, some of the September 11th hijackers were in contact with and received support or assistance from individuals who may be connected to the Saudi government. There is information, primarily from FBI sources, that at least two of those individuals were alleged by some to be Saudi intelligence officers. The intelligence community also has information, much of which has yet to be independently verified, indicating that individuals associated with the Saudi government in the United States may have other ties to Al-Qaeda and other terrorist groups. Joint inquiry officials also commented that the CIA and FBI's failure to address the Saudi issue was unacceptable. Previously, several law enforcement agents, including the FBI and police, came forward with statements that investigations were inhibited when it came to looking at Saudi Arabia's role. The FBI was thwarted from interviewing the Saudis we wanted to interview by the White House, said former FBI agent and investigator Mark Rossini, who added the White House let them off the hook. Questions still remain given White House advisor Richard Clark's admitted involvement in removing Saudi officials from the country following the 9/11 attacks. The New York Times reported in 2003 that Clark had said he agreed to the extraordinary plan because the Federal Bureau of Investigation assured him that the departing Saudis were not linked to terrorism. And now those 28 pages have possibly led down a crooked path right to Hillary Clinton herself. The Nixon-esque, Saudi-backed Democratic candidate for president of the United States. Rough numbers show that Hillary's campaign has raked in funding anywhere from 20% to 40% from the Saudi government, spurred on by her close association with the mysterious Huma Abedin. Breitbart reported, the World Assembly of Muslim Youth is specifically named as having connections to terror funding and support for a number of worldwide terror groups. The Abedin family business is an academic group called the Institute for Muslim Minority Affairs that is based in the London offices of the World Assembly of Muslim Youth and its parent organization, the Muslim World League. Page 24 of the 28 pages discusses Osama bin Laden's half-brother and says in part, according to the FBI, Abdullah bin Laden has a number of connections to terrorist organizations. He is the president and director of the World Arab Muslim Youth Association and the Institute of Islamic and Arabic Science in America. Both organizations are local branches of non-governmental organizations, NGOs, based in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. In 1998, the CIA published a paper characterizing WAMI as an NGO that provides funding, logistical support, and training with possible connections to the Arab-Afghans network, Hamas, Algerian extremists, and Philippine militants. Although the 28 pages make no mention of Abedin at all, the information in the 28 pages lays out a timeline of events during the planning and execution of the 9/11 terror attack that shows that, at all times, Huma Abedin was working for both Hillary Clinton and the WAMI organization, the Institute for Muslim Minority Affairs. The whole plan is now blindingly obvious. Essentially, Saudi Arabia funded the Bush administration's double cross of the American people on 9/11, whereby, as a result, the Eurasian strategy, as foreseen by Zbigniew Brzezinski, would have the American people's war machine stirring up the Middle East East until the time came when that chaos would be exported to Europe and the United States, as is abundantly evident today.
Namely, in earlier times.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now, we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now, with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Grip, from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
It's going to be a good show. It's the fourth hour. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. And, man, what a good interview with Milo. Alex and Milo going back and forth. And it's funny because political correctness, it claims, itself. Rather, the establishment that backs political correctness and the people that buy into it, it claims that, oh, it's going to help flourish and create safer ideas and concepts and create a safe space for us to discuss ideas. But in fact, it's the total opposite. It's word domination. It's idea domination. It's restriction of vocabulary. It's restriction of thought. It's restriction of growth in every single area because you are not allowed to go into certain areas. You're not allowed to talk about certain things, right? And what happens when you restrict things? Well, number one, you don't get to explore the fullness, the full spectrum of ideas and the world. You don't get to discuss certain things on air. Like, we're not allowed to talk about things on this program here that could offend people, right? And what's really funny is a lot of it that it attacks, I'm sure there is real racism, real discrimination, whatever, is such ridiculousness that you are then turning it into a form of political control. Clearly, a lot of you know this, but it's a political control that is deeply rooted. Now, the opposite of what they want to happen, though, is happening. And people aren't buying it. People are not buying in any of it. And I think, you know, I was just talking before I got on the show, we are in the most organic time in human history in the spread of information and the spread of ideas, despite the attempts to quell every single angle of it. We are in the most ridiculous times, the most amazing times, the most best of times, worst of times. Look at someone like Milo getting banned from Twitter, whether you agree with him or not. And that's the details, right? We always lose because we don't know the details. Milo, even if you don't agree with him, well, gee, it's not good that he gets banned from Twitter because someone gets offended. That's probably not a good thing. But the fact that he gets banned then creates the so-called Barbara Streisand effect where everyone actually cares, and then it turns into an insane viral thing throughout the internet on Twitter and social media and Facebook. Just like when the communists attacked Alex the other day. We're going to play some videos about that coming up on the show, too, about how the communists attacked Alex, some video angles in a Facebook report you haven't seen. And we're also going to play the communist light self on fire while burning U.S. flag. Yes. But what happens when someone who's so upset that instead of discussing something, they have to go up and start trampling someone they disagree with, which is the communists attacking Alex? What happens? Did they get their point across? Did they really get a victory? No, they made Alex the number one trend on Twitter. They made him one of the top posts on social media, one of the biggest news stories. It's on the nightly news across the United States. They made it bigger. They made it bigger. So just like they try to force political correctness and word policing on our languages and our thoughts, it's going to blow back, and it already has. So now everything is way more organic. The news coming in, the mainstream media systems coming in and trying to silence things and turn into a race-baiting issue is not working anymore. It's just not working. People aren't having it. They're fighting back. And that is, as above, so below. We see it on a micro level with what just happened to Alex with the communists attacking him. That's a geopolitical phenomenon that's happening right now. It's not working. We're pushing back, and it actually is a form of victory. So whether or not the main thread of, you know, Donald Trump and everything you agree with, the point is, guess what? The narrative isn't controlled anymore. It's freaking them out, and we're pushing through the cracks like grass sprouting through the sidewalk. And it's pretty much the most organic time in history because we can instantly put out information. This is going out to millions of people over time through live stream and Facebook and every social media, YouTube, etc. Never before can we do that in just real time, just pumping out the information. And you are a part of all of it. You're the reason for all of it. Now, we're also going to take some calls. I think I'll take some in this segment as well. I wanted to just play this clip from Farage, though, about the elite can't stop populism spreading on the internet. And it kind of shows what I'm talking about. He told this to Kit Daniels at InfoWars. Let's go ahead and play this clip real quick.
InfoWars.com. Global lead will try to gain more control of the internet to stop grassroots movements like Google.
Well, you know, clearly the Chinese would like to abolish the internet effectively. Do you know what? Government can try if it wants to. It will never keep up with the free market. It will never keep up with innovation. The internet, Brexit would not have happened without the internet. The internet is here to stay.
And so is the idea of free-flowing information, the idea of anti-establishment so-called thoughts. Which basically just means, by the way, and the elite and the establishment, spooky words, it just means not going with the system that's forced down your throat. It just means that, wow, yeah, people are upset because they bought into the lie. They were told that if they studied hard in school and did as they were told and got their degree and went into debt and worked at a job they hated for a corporation they don't believe in, that they'd somehow be happy. And if they turned on the nightly news and watched about how all the terrible crime in their neighborhood and nothing is going on and everything's fine, that they would somehow be fulfilled. Somehow that would give them happiness. But that's a bunch of BS. That's a bunch of BS, and people are mad about it. And some people choose to tune into programs like this. Some people choose to make videos. Some people choose to sit in this chair. Some people choose to write. Some people choose to do something about it, right? But some people choose to funnel their anger and their hatred and their the fact that they bought a lie and they're pissed off about it into things like saying we should kill the police or attacking the police. See, that's the difference. Funneling it into something that's actually valuable and meaningful, as opposed to going out and saying, let's kill cops. Just unfiltered rage. It's from the same point because everyone's all been screwed over. The country itself, I mean, 60%+ have less than $1,000 in their bank account. They're pissed off. They believe the lie as the so-called elite loot the country. The banking elite that did multiple collapses throughout modern history, they just keep coming in and looting it. And we have to pay the toll, and we're pissed off. But the difference is what you actually do about it, because action is the only thing that actually matters. Now we're going to take some calls before we go into this next segment and play some of these special reports and talk about some news. U.S. Navy's newest $12.9 billion supercarrier doesn't work. And people wonder why we don't trust much of the system. Most expensive warship ever built, quote, struggles with jets taking off and landing, according to internal memo, as delivery is delayed again. Just like how they put those black plastic balls in the lake in California to stop the absorption of water, something like that. And it turns out it just grows mold or bacteria, and they have to remove them all. It costs like $12 million. It's like, well, gee, wait a minute. The most ridiculous spending on stuff that never works. Maybe we shouldn't trust these people to make decisions about how to run our lives and what we can and can't say. Maybe they shouldn't regulate the Internet. Maybe they shouldn't regulate social media. What a wild, wild thought, right? All right, let's go ahead and take Chris in North Carolina. Let's talk about PC culture. Chris, what you got?
Yes, sir. I'm ready.
What do you want to say, Chris?
I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, you're fine.
I was going to talk about how Poole's racist in the mood of, like, the last guest. And therefore, so you can't play it if you're white. So just one white ball and knock it down a bunch of hard balls. And here's a white person's pocket. But I'll tell you what you do. You go out and get yourself a volleyball. And you get that big black burly bowling ball, you're not going to have a bunch of white pants trying to yourself knock the neck. See what I'm saying?
So your point is that basically you can claim everything is racist and everything is not PC enough.
No, I'm kidding, actually.
I know you're joking around. I understand, Chris. All right, well, thanks for that joke. Chris, thank you for your call. Let's go to Corey in Connecticut about social media on Twitter and protesting Twitter. What's up, Corey?
Hey, what's going on, Anthony? How are you?
I'm excellent.
I was going to hit this question up for Milo earlier, because the amount of people now that are starting to realize what's going on in this country, the biggest unifying thing, obviously, is our Constitution. But as a form of protest for what Twitter did, I was going to give him the idea is to make an international day to where we have approximately a week now to the DNC, is to call it Fifth Amendment Day, to where we use silence as a weapon in a form of protecting our constitutional right to keeping ourselves quiet, but also an act of free speech to where not only all of the media outlets, but on top of that, all of the social media companies would get the hint of everybody at one time for one day on the day that the Democratic National Convention goes on is to not use social media whatsoever as a form of protest against these acts that they're committing against us right now. And I was going to run that by you guys and see if that would be a huge campaign. Imagine everybody right now creating that video, that Twitter hashtag, and throwing it up there and then not using social media, not allow the media to use it as a weapon against us, but us using our silence to get them to have the point across that the people in mass numbers can make a difference with even just their silence, let alone the way that they speak.
First of all, I like your idea of action actually doing something, right? So people just sit around and complain they don't want to do anything. Here's my view on social media. I think social media is a beautiful tool. I think the fact that we have kind of been sucked into it with an idea of it being open, and then clearly it is not policed anywhere near open, and we've all been sucked into it, right? So we're already there, and Matt Drudge says it's the internet ghetto, right? So you're kind of forced into it. You're forced to live there. You're already on Facebook. You're already on Twitter. Your reach is already there. Now, at the same time, I think it is a tool. I think Facebook is an amazing thing in many ways. I think your smartphone is an amazing thing. It's opportunity. You can reach millions and millions more people on Facebook, on Twitter, et cetera, et cetera. Clearly, the issue is, okay, but now you're on there. Now you're locked in. You've got your platform on there. I mean, someone could not like what I say on Facebook that works for Facebook and shut everything down, right? So that is clearly the issue. But instead of kind of like going and saying, well, we're done. We're going to not dissing your idea, Corey, by the way, I like it. I'm saying, but in general, the people saying, well, we're just going to leave Facebook and make a new Facebook. We're going to leave Twitter and make a new Twitter, like an open-minded liberty thing. That's surrendering. That's giving up. There's already billion plus people on Facebook. There's already countless people on Twitter, on Snapchat, on everything. We can't just be like, oh, well, they censored us. We're going to leave now. We're never coming back. We have to fight for it. We have to say, hey, this is not cool. Censorship in any form. This isn't China. This is absurd. Instead of running away. All right, we'll be right back. More news, more calls, videos, communists attacking Alex Jones. We'll be right back. This is the Alex Jones Show.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, in recognition of the July 4th holiday, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
So here's what we don't want to get into. Talking about social media. media talking about censorship. Talking about political correctness. Daily News, two arrested in Turkey for praising failed coup attempt on social media. So, two people have been arrested for praising the July 15 failed coup attempt on social media and insulting President Erdogan. Oh, my word, they insulted the president. The president, yeah, right. In the central Anatolian province of Karaman and the Black Sea province of Zonguldak. So they got arrested for not even being a part of it, but praising it. And then you say, well, that's just the crazy, you know, thing going on in Turkey. Actually, I believe it was the Netherlands. I had it last week. We didn't get a chance to go over it. The king was someone insulted the president or the king or whatever, and he had them arrested on social media. He said something like, you know, some absurd thing like, you know, the king is a piece of crap or whatever. And they were like, oh, my word. And they reported it in their official news media outlet as if it was like the worst thing ever. Like, two were arrested for insulting him. So it's not that far gone, right? It's not like, oh, well, that's Turkey. No, it's happened in several countries where you would consider to be at on a level of the United States. Maybe we can pull it up, actually, too, because I didn't get a chance to bring it today. Now, what we're going to do is, coming up, I'm going to play The Truth About Milo from Paul Joseph Watson, since he was just on the show with Alex. It's a good video. And then 6.5 minutes of communist attacking Alex Jones. He's going to break it down in a Facebook video that we've not premiered yet. We're also going to show the communist lights self on fire while burning a U.S. flag. But first, before we get into that, we're going to take a few more calls, talking about political correctness, talking about everything that's going on at the RNC. I also wanted to remind you, I had to ask them back there, because the DNA 4 special should actually be down right now. But I guess they were able to hold a few bottles back. So go to InfoWarsLife.com right now if you want to get DNA 4. We're 25% off. By the end of this show, we're actually going to have to take it down for sure. I didn't even know it was up. So definitely go to InfoWarsLife.com if it's your last chance to get DNA Force for 25% off. The BioPQQ in DNA Force is over the top, absurd. It's backed by 175 clinical studies. I could talk all day about it. It's the stuff. PQQ is what they find in Stardust. The patented ingredient, it's like $30,000 per batch when we buy it. It's absurd, and that's just one ingredient. You've got the CoQ10, which is a super long-lasting antioxidant. For me, DNA Force is just beyond Rolls Royce, beyond Lambo of antioxidant activity. And you can read about it on InfoWarsLife.com. Check out what it actually does. See if you want it. You're actually going to if you read it, in my view. It's the most advanced formula on InfoWars Life. Also, there's Oakley glasses and gear on InfoWarsStore.com. Alex just started carrying it. He's wearing them all the time. He's like, why not just have it in the store? So the guys at Oakley partnered up with Alex, and you've got the sunglasses, backpacks, what they call pilot gloves, which are just cool gloves, and all of that's for the best prices, InfoWarsStore.com. Just got some Oakley sunglasses myself. Look pretty good. So we're going to go ahead and blitz through one or two more calls before we go to break and play these special reports. Let's go ahead and talk to James in Washington. James, what do you got?
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
Well, I just went on your YouTube video and a channel and saw one of your latest Ted Cruz, Ted Cruz a shill.
All right.
That was called. And I love you guys. Take this from love, but I'm seeing a pattern that we're focusing on the left wing. And we still got wolves in sheep's clothing on the right. And my point in bringing this up is some of the most important people we need to put in the spotlight to make sure the truth is no compromised is like Larry Pratt. And I've noticed he supported and endorsed Ted Cruz even in every newsletter that I get once a week. And I'm seeing a pattern with you guys not having somebody like Larry Pratt on your radio program during this whole presidential thing. And it kind of makes you guys look like you're still either ignorantly or knowingly supporting the right-wing neocons that are the ones we should be watching out for more than anybody, because Hillary's sheep's clothing has already been stripped. She don't deceive me. So we need to get Larry Pratt on your show and explain and go into detail why he still and gun owners of America, the true constitutionalists of America, support people like Ted Cruz and stop beating around the bush. And like I said, I say this in love to you guys, but
I think you made a lot of great points. In fact, I want to talk about it when we come back. Keep you online. And am I supporting neocons? I didn't know I was. I don't know who you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. All right, we'll be right back. Let's talk more about that. This is the Alex Jones Show. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now, we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now, with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that says there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group, from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
He rode a blazing saddle.
That's the funny thing about complex issues, right? It's almost like people just want you to be on A or B. Life is a multiple choice question. Life is not a standardized test. You don't just get to pick A, B, C, or D, right? There's endless options. It's not a fill in the blank. And, you know, the last caller, so I wanted to talk to him. I'm going to pull him back here in a second.
Actually, it looks like that last caller just dropped off.
All right, cool. Well, yeah, he hung up. But the point is, before the break, he called in and he was basically saying, number one, you guys, so I guess he's talking about InfoWars. You guys don't talk enough about the right, the neocons, the conservatives, Ted Cruz, et cetera. And he wanted to have Larry Pratt on the show. Now, I could be wrong. The producers can correct me if I'm wrong. I think Larry Pratt comes on the show all the time. I think he comes on like once a month. But that's not the issue. And the reason I want to talk about this call is, you know, I don't have to even address some of the callers that say absurd stuff, but this guy has a good point. I like his point. So number one, since day one, I came on the show with Alex and we talked about Ted Cruz, and Alex talks about Ted Cruz all the time. He is, in my view, one of the fakest politicians on the planet. He sounds completely like a plastic, just not real human being when he gets up there. So you can listen to how people speak, you know, how politicians speak, and even Mike, Trump's new VP, sounds to me, Mike Pence, sounds very fake. I do not like the way he speaks. I do not like a lot of his policies, like saying that he supports sending homosexuals to basically re-education camps and things like that. Okay, so I'm definitely not sitting up here saying I'm a Republican in any way, and neither is Alex. Okay. So when he goes to cover the RNC, it doesn't mean he is a Republican, okay? When he goes to cover the DNC, it doesn't mean he's a Democrat. And when we talk about people specifically policy-wise, and we talk about people, you know, about what they're doing, it doesn't mean we support them or against them sometimes. It's just we're talking about their policy. Now, Ted Cruz, to me, sounds like he's just literally sitting up there, just can't even have a real word come out of his mouth. Like, in a difference between, hey, what's up, how's it going, to, hello, how are you all tonight? You know, just so fake and so absurd. Now, as in regards to attacking the left, okay, and I hate the left-right paradigm. I really do. I really, really think it should be completely destroyed. But, of course, they're going to have a large percentage of the population that's only going to see left versus right. They're going to see Democrat, Republican. They're going to have to vote that way. They're not at the point yet. Working on it, we're working on it, where we can go out and say, well, that's not even a real thing. Let's just vote between people we like. They don't have to pick a side, pick a party. But that said, yeah, the caller might know that Hillary Clinton has engaged in various criminal activities, but what percentage of the population is fully aware of what she's done, right? So just because you know something or because I know something doesn't mean everyone does also. So I think you're totally right. We shouldn't pick sides, and I don't think we have. I definitely have not. And instead, you need to look at the details of people and look at the actual reality as opposed to picking labels, picking sides, left versus right. You attack the left, you don't attack the right. It's just all a game. It's all insane. Just like political correctness, it's intellectual verbal domination to make you choose something so you can label yourself. Like if you go to a party and they ask, what's your political affiliation? I don't have it. I do not have one. I have the third party of reality. I'm on the third party of reality. If I like someone, something about someone, or maybe there's some bad stuff about them because no one's perfect. Well, I can maybe see past that if they're for, you know, something overarching that's good. But I'm not going to say I'm a Democrat, I'm a Republican. That's an easy way to have someone shut down your entire viewpoint and your entire speech in their mind because they already have preconceived notions. Now, what I want to do is I want to go ahead and start talking about the communists attacking Alex. Number one, because I think it is totally insane. Number two, I think it's something that is worth viewing. And number three, I think it illustrates the insanity that we have reached in this country in many ways. So you have actual people in the Communist Party. What happened is Alex is out filming at the RNC, and they could not help themselves. Instead of, as I was saying earlier, maybe debating instead of writing an article, instead of doing a video or whatever, they just had to start trampling him. They had to attack him because they just didn't know what else to do. And Alex shot this video. It was up on Facebook. I wanted to play it. He mentioned it earlier. It's about the communist attack. He breaks it down, some of the footage that's not been aired before. So let's go ahead and play this video from Alex about the communists attacking him.
Facebook mentions, we're on YouTube, we're on Periscope. We just went a few blocks away from what happened a few minutes ago. Mr. Dix, the founder of one of the major communist organizations in the country, was having a Black Lives Matter event here in Cleveland, just a block away from the RNC. I mean, the communists have killed hundreds of millions of people. They're worse than Hitler. And they've been trying to foment a revolution in this country. And Obama and George Soros, who's a Romanian communist, Soros, have been trying to foment this whole thing that a cop kills somebody questionably in Minnesota, you go kill five cops in Dallas. It's just the most crazy crap I've ever heard. Or just randomly shoot people. So I've been against that. And I thought, well, let's go out and try to cover this. And so we went there. We were speaking. There were state police, local police there, you name it. And we were going to go up on top of some of the steps to speak. So we start going up there peacefully. And some communists with red flags were saying Hitler, racist, Nazi. It's all on video. The video's going up on InfoWars.com. Start hitting me. And so I just decided to go ahead and push the guy out of my way. And so suddenly I pushed through them, and I didn't know it was the chief of police of Cleveland. You can't make this up. It's right there. He grabs my arm, but he wasn't hitting me, so I stopped. And then another off-duty police officer who we actually have right here actually talked to him, so I didn't get arrested. Then all the state police came and grabbed me because I didn't realize they were punching the police. We have all this video attacking them. So the police, like Roman techniques, had their bikes like blocking six attackers at a time. We have all this epic footage. It's just crazy how this country's at war. When if you want to blame the federal government or even the state government, blame the governor, blame the president, like some average cop. You're going to blame them like they're out to get you? That's the craziest crap I ever saw. So I literally thought we'd just go cover this communist Black Lives Matter meeting, which is in Charles Dixon, all these other guys. I thought, Cornel West, the big socialist. I thought we would just go cover this. And that literally it would be okay, but now I realize it is so charged. Dead cops in Baton Rouge, dead cops in Dallas, dead cops in Philadelphia, dead cops amazing every city, Islamic attacks. I've seen Islamists out here. I mean, these people really think this is their time to overthrow America because Obama is encouraging it. If you overthrow any cities, it'll just make the stock market plunge. You'll be out of jobs. It's like it is the takedown of this country. But all I want to get out there is the leftists are putting out tweets that I attacked the police. They would have arrested me if I did that. They realized I was pushing through some people attacking me. The police chief grabbed my arm. What's the luck? Other police explained what happened. They protected me, ran me out of the area. I didn't realize, because you're only seeing what you're seeing, the police are being attacked. While they're getting me out of there, they're being punched and things are being thrown at them. Urine. There's supposedly video already out. They're throwing buckets of piss on the police.
And feces.
And feces, excuse me. You can't make... Who does this? So, Kevin is an off-duty police officer. He was there. He actually protected us, and later we talked to him. So he's here with us a few blocks from where this happened. Kevin, we have a script what we're talking about here. That's my perspective on what happened, but I was only seeing what I saw. What did you see? Come on in, guys. Talk to him.
Well, after you were talking, there was two gentlemen of the Communist Party that came in and basically attacked Alex. Alex had to push them back. He lost his balance. Went into the police chief, and I secured the individuals that were attacking Alex. The one kid was coming actually over my head to try and punch Alex. And so we had... At that point, it was a real safety issue, and we had to scoot out of there real fast because it was getting extremely volatile and dangerous. So,
what is it like for you to see this? I mean, I've never seen anything like this. I didn't expect this.
It's sad. It's very sad to watch, you know, the fabric of our values and our Constitution. And, you know, these kids that have... The free speech, it's there because we're Americans.
People pay for it.
Exactly. And, you know, when you're hearing kids saying, you know, we hate the country, they're stepping on our flag, you know, as a true American and a patriot, it hurts your heart to watch that. And
I forgot, they were also burning American flags today.
Yeah, so...
Well, thank you for protecting me. I had no idea how dangerous it was, and
yeah.
I appreciate you being there and the other. I was really surprised how fast the state police got me out of there.
Yeah. Well, you know, you have a right to protect yourself, and all you did was push the kid, and you know, to save yourself. And so there was no attack on your part at all. It was.
Well, what do you expect the next 3 days of this as this unfolds? This is getting crazy.
It's this is going to just open up from here, I believe.
Well, I couldn't imagine being a police officer randomly out there with a family to go back to, and there's groups openly calling for you to be shot, like the new Black Panther Party and others. I gotta ask questions. We have videos of them calling for cops to be killed. If I called for that, that's organizing crime. I should be arrested. I don't understand why they're allowed to do it. Why are they allowed to do it?
Well, it's I guess, part of free speech, but... And I guess it's protected.
I don't think it's protected when you organize something, though. When I say rob a bank, that's not free speech.
No.
Well, it's coming to an end, folks. They want to destroy our free speech. They want to use it to destroy our country. We're not putting up with it. Trump's not perfect. I'm not perfect. But the point is, he's not Hillary. We are moving forward to secure this republic. That's why the enemies of this country are making their move, because they know we've woken up. And InfoWars.com is covering it all. We're not going to be intimidated. We're going to be here the next 3 days covering it all. And we just hope that more Black Lives Matter connected groups don't spray police with bullets or innocent citizens. But just thank God we've got a Second Amendment to defend ourselves. But I gotta tell you, honestly, I didn't expect the commies to attack me that fast. They immediately ran up, hit me with red flags, were punching me. I just pushed them out of my way, and luckily the police drug me out. I know they were attacking police in masses all over the news. So that raw footage is getting uploaded right now. More raw footage coming out as we speak, but I wanted to put the statement out first and just thank God and for my family and my kids that everything went okay. And thanks to good folks like Kevin that protected us. We'll be talking to you soon. Thank you.
There's that video Alex shot live on Facebook, mentions on YouTube, on Periscope, which is Twitter. I'm glad Alex is all right, and it's really, really, it's sad, because the funny thing is, the people that are wanting more establishment in their lives, the people that are supporting the Communist Party, the people that are supporting more government, and I don't mean just more government to build parks and fix roads and things. I mean, more of the same people that continue to loot the system, that continue to screw us, people that want to usher that in, like the people that are burning U.S. flags and setting themselves on fire, which we're going to play here in a minute, those people are actually just inviting the same demon into their lives that put them there in the first place. So why are they mad? They're mad because they don't have money. They're mad because they can't get a job. Maybe they're just mad because they have no skills and they're mentally ill. That's part of it, too. But a lot of people are actually mad for real reasons. They're mad because they were screwed over. They're mad because they don't have the cash. They're mad because the system failed them. Now, why did the system fail them? Because the system is run by a bunch of corrupt criminals in many ways. Doesn't mean all government is bad, clearly. No, not at all. There's a lot of good people in government. There's a lot of good leaders out there. But the leadership generally in the United States is terrible. And what happens is, well, gee, they screwed us over. We're unhappy. What are we going to do? We need them to control more of our lives. That's what we need. Let's protest. We need them to control more of our lives. That makes perfect sense. It's like if you're in a relationship and the person is hitting you over and over again, and you're like bleeding and stuff, and you go to the hospital and they're like, wow, you know, you need to get out of that relationship. It's like, I know what I need to do. I need to move in with that person. No, that's not going to fix your problems. That's not working. That's absurd. That's the definition of insane. It's the definition of insane. Doing the same thing over and over again, except it's more than insane. It's mega insane, because you know what I mean? Just doing it over and over again, which would just be letting things happen. It's doing it more. So it's like 10x insane. It's like doing it even more than what's insane. Now, I do want to get some thoughts on this, because I see Robert in New York wants to talk about Milo, Alex, and some of this communist stuff. And then we're going to play another video and hit some news. Robert, what do you think about communists attacking Alex? What do you think about what him and Milo were talking about? What's going on in your view?
Well, I'm from lower Manhattan, downtown Manhattan, New York. First of all, the Milo thing it's retarded. I think it's the kid game. They're censoring real stuff, and they're not letting other people have their words and say. Black Lives Matter is just inconsistent with everything it stands for. But what I'm really calling for is to thank you guys, first of all, and every Info Warrior, because I'm new to this whole thing. But I think what they did to Alex, what they're doing is wrong, and they do know it. It's just I live in between two projects, New York City Housing Authority projects. I do have a few people that have woken up. We all live in this hellhole, and I think we all have lived together long enough. So my question is more of, throughout all of what you guys are doing and what I'm doing, what on top of that can I do to to wake these people up. We've been living like this for so long, and now it's a problem?
You know what's so amazing to me is that throughout my life, so first of all, I lived in Philadelphia most of my life. Okay, I've seen actual really, really bad stuff. And I grew up, I didn't grow up with tons of money, okay? I grew up to the point where going to get a sandwich at the deli or whatever would be a big deal, okay? I've been told before, hey, you need to cut back on your sandwiches, basically, okay? It's hurting the budget. To me, you know, going out to a really, really crappy restaurant was a big deal. Some of the most amazing people I've met in my whole life are the poorest people, the people that could go out and say they're a communist or say they want to, you know, kill cops or whatever because their lives are bad. Okay. They don't have the money. They've been screwed over. They've even had cops, you know, do bad things to them, but they choose instead of putting all of that into everyone's bad, all white people are bad, all black people are bad, whatever. They actually choose to do something with their life. And instead of using their past as an excuse, they use a lesson and go forward. And, you know, Robert, you say you live in the projects and you're with people in the projects. Do you see the consensus of all the actually good people wanting to do something about it, wanting to change the country, or are they all just blaming everyone else for their problems? What do you see?
Well, I do see it's a lot of blaming each other, but I also see it's like everybody wants to blame everybody else because they know they're not going to feel the downfall because they've never felt the downfall. And that's not just the black community. I'm talking about this whole community where I live.
No, I'm not talking about just the black community either. I'm talking about the community as a whole, the people that are down on their luck. But I see a lot of them are not just sitting there saying absurd things. I mean, most people, okay, it's actually only the extreme people. Even most people in Black Lives Matter, all right? They're not bad. They're not saying to kill cops, okay? And Black Lives do matter. All lives matter, all right? It's the extreme crazy people in the groups, which unfortunately, though, it seems is spreading. The insanity is spreading. Robert, I want to keep talking to you, but we got to skip the break, so we'll be back. We'll hold you over. Stay in line. This is the Alex Jones Show. Stay tuned.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Yeah, first of all, I want to say, Bigfoot 12, X2, Supermail, Brain Force, Frosty Guard, Silver Bullet. I use them all. They're phenomenal. They work. Buy them, folks.
Thank you, brother.
Really thank you guys for putting those out there.
I am a relatively short-time listener, and I'm quite a supporter of your fine, fine products.
Welcome to the InfoWar.
It's so easy to get these incredible nutraceuticals that support your health and the InfoWar at the same time.
I'm a nine-year listener. I buy all the nutraceuticals, OsteoFX, Nason.
Let me ask you a question. Have they worked for you?
They're the most unbelievable products I've ever had in my life.
What products are you taking?
Everything from Super Male to Brain Force to Winter Sun, X2, even got a little DNA Force. So I just re-upped everything, and I just went to autofill.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com to read the information and research and to see the reviews for yourself. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Himself on fire while trying to burn a U.S. flag. But first of all, we're going to go back to this call here, too, in a second. Just want to remind you again, DNA Force is 25% off on InfoWarsLife.com. It is not going to be here in a few moments because it should have actually been taken down because we are pretty much out of stock. But if you want to get it, 25% off is your last, absolute last chance to get it. InfoWarsLife.com, DNA Force, 25% off. And check out the other products. The real deal, they work. Let me tell you, right table to my left is about 20 of them, and they are used every single day. I take all of them pretty much every day on my protein shake. Now, Robert, I wanted to let you finish your point. You said you live in the Manhattan Projects, and you were talking about the atmosphere. And I was saying that some of the most inspirational people I ever met and some of the smartest people were down on their luck, except they didn't take that and then say, oh, I want to go kill cops. Everyone's bad, everyone's racist or whatever. They actually made something of themselves and were inspirational to me, which made me want to go and be better. I mean, they're a better person than I am. So it's a matter of choice. What do you think, Robert?
I do agree. And a lot of people, like you said, are wonderful people, and they do what they do need to do. But first of all, let me thank you for being the most genuine media around, and that's just being honest. But my question is, how would I reach the most radicalized people out of, I don't want to word it in the wrong way because I am not racist. I love all mankind. But the people that are ignorant to the fact that if they keep doing this, we will really have some really bad problems. But the best ideas do come from places like this because everybody's trying to get out. But there are a lot of people that are still stuck in the same position, and they still want things from the government. So my question would be, how do I change that? How do I personally change that? Excuse me.
No worries. Thank you. And Robert, thank you for your call. I appreciate you, actually. You sound like a really genuine person yourself. Look, there's no one solution to just wake everyone up and change everything, right? But I think the ultimate solution that we should all be working towards is to remember that we're not battling each other, right? So someone to my right, someone to my left, they don't agree with me. They're on opposite sides. The dyad is shifted, okay? They vehemently disagree with all my positions. Well, guess what? We're still two human beings that have greater issues. That's why historically in times of war, not saying this is a good thing, people come together, right? Because they have a greater issue. What's happened now in society is that we've been pegged against each other. The media just loves a little fight, right? Loves infighting, loves to pit people against each other, make everything hot and cold. The truth is we have to remember that we're on the same side. We're on the same side. Some idiot just took a stick in the sand and put a line down the middle, and now we're all afraid to cross it. We're all afraid, and we're like, oh, we can't. We're divided. It's fake division. It's fake. It's all BS. And none of it is real. We have to remember we're all human beings facing the same greater issues. Greater issues than someone getting triggered by a politically incorrect word that doesn't matter. Greater issues than someone freaking out because something that they saw online was racist or arguing on Facebook, okay? These are all just little minute problems. We need to remember the greater issues. We are all needing to come together. It is through the artificial division that we are failing and we are losing the battle 100%. So instead of in viewing it as that person is wrong and I need to tell them what is right, not saying you do that to caller, by the way, just in general, we need to remember to bring them on the same side, man. Wake them up and remember, smack them in the face. Say, hey, there's bigger stuff going on. We're all being screwed. The establishment system is screwing all of us. It's not just, you know, the little tiny things the media makes us care about because they don't control the narrative anymore. So we got to bring back the narrative and hijack it. We're all on the same team. We're on a lifeboat's got holes in it. Everyone's punching each other in the head. It's not going to work. All right. Alex will be back tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central covering the RNC. Tomorrow's Friday. It's going to be the big last day. Don't miss it. Alex Jones Show. I'm Anthony Gucciardi signing off. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.